Welcome back to Sports Central. Again, the Steelers give Coach Mike Tomlin a three-year contract extension today through 2024. Alan Saunders from SteelersNow.com joins us. Alan, why did they give him the extension now? Was there anything pressing with his contract or anything? Why the move today?
No, nothing pressing at all. He's under contract for the end of the 2021 season, and there was an option for the 2022 season. They do generally like to take care of his contract at least a year out, and so, you know, I assumed that something would happen this offseason. As far as, like, right now before the draft, nothing at all pressing. And, you know, I'm not really surprised. The only thing that I thought was really interesting or notable was just the length of the extension. You know, it was just a one year with an option the last time. Now he goes with 3 years, keeping him contracted to Pittsburgh through 2024. And it's a time of transition for the team. And so, you know, Ben Roethlisberger's entering the last year of his contract. Kevin Colbert has been going year to year for a little while now, but it seems like Mike Tomlin is committed to sticking around through this transition.
All right, let's have some fun with this with some quick hitters. Mike Tomlin's 49 years old. True or false, Mike Tomlin will be the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach when he is 59 years old.
He can certainly do it, but I just think I'll say false just because 25 years as a coach of one NFL franchise is just unheard of. But he's so – I mean, it's not like it's unimaginable that he'd still be coaching in the NFL at 59. Heck, 69 isn't unimaginable either. There's plenty of guys that have coached into their 70s, and I don't think the Steelers are going to fire him. I think he's going to coach for as long as he wants to. So I'll say probably unlikely, but certainly not impossible.
Alan Saunders from Steelers Now. True or false, Mike Tomlin is a guaranteed 100% Hall of Famer.
I think he's true. Guaranteed 100% Hall of Famer. If you look at his resume, the number of regular season wins, his regular season winning percentages, top five since the merger, I think he's 100% in, and given if he coaches three or four more years, it'll be maybe even talking, you know, right away kind of deal. I mean, Bill Cowher had to wait for a little while. I think Tomlin will end up with a better resume than he had.
I agree with that. I think Tomlin is a surefire Hall of Famer. True or false, Mike Tomlin is one of the five most respected coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think that there are very few teams, and certainly fewer than five, that would not trade their head coaching situation for having Mike Tomlin right now.
And lastly, true or false, Mike Tomlin has underachieved significantly for the past 10 years.
I think the only thing you can say they've underachieved in the postseason. I don't think you can say they've underachieved overall.
And that's where we get to. That's where it gets interesting, because the standard is the standard.
The standard is the standard.
You've won six Super Bowls.
The elimination tournament is the tough way to evaluate whether or not your coach is, you know, how many of those times did the Steelers lose in the playoffs? Did they lose because they lost to a better team?
Yeah, most of them.
Did they lose because their players underperformed? I don't know. I think they've gotten fewer results in the postseason than their regular season success would suggest they should have had.
Since winning the Super Bowl, Mike Tomlin has not won a playoff game since 2016, and I think he's 5-7 in the playoffs since winning the Super Bowl. All of these things kind of go hand in hand, because Mike Tomlin is a surefire Hall of Famer. Mike Tomlin is absolutely one of the five most respected coaches in the NFL, and Mike Tomlin, most teams in the NFL would trade what they've got for Mike Tomlin. Just as Alan said, all of that is true, but I also think it's true that Pittsburgh Steelers fans do not believe that Mike Tomlin has done as great of a job as the rest of the fan base around the country in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that's mostly, you know, it's a bit paradoxical, because I think if you say, well, they've been so good in the regular season under Mike Tomlin, but underperformed in the playoffs, you know, I guess it depends on, you know, obviously it's just as difficult to coach a team to wins in the regular season. And so, you know, you're saying he's underperformed in the postseason compared to his own very, very high standard in the regular season. And so, to me, I think what it comes down to is if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you're talking about a guy who's still in his 40s. You know, he's not shown any signs of slowing down or anything when it comes to the regular season part of the results. Has it just been that they've had some poor individual performances, bad luck, run up against some better teams? I don't think there's anything special to winning the playoffs that doesn't also include all the same ingredients winning in the regular season. So to me, I look at it as the Steelers have been pretty unlucky, had some poor individual performances in the postseason, and that's what's led to their results in the postseason more so than, I mean, anything that Mike Tomlin has done. I mean, you look at this past season, you know, I don't think the head coach is super involved with the offense turning the ball over five times. I mean, yeah, at some level he's responsible for everything that happens on the field, but the players have to execute too. And so I don't know. I think I have a hard time putting a lot of what's happened in the Steelers' postseason performances under Mike Tomlin. It is certainly a distressing trend that he will have to answer for because he's the head coach and he's ultimately responsible for all of it. But I have a hard time at this point wanting to move away from a guy who is all those things that you said, who is a Hall of Famer, is a top five coach in the league. And so how do you improve on that? I think that's a really difficult question to answer.
It's just so complicated because, again, I will sit here and sing Mike Tomlin's praises over and over in a lot of ways. I think he fails the eye test in a lot of ways because he makes bonehead decisions with clock management and timeouts and very, very visible things. Things that, you know, Mike Tomlin has the respect of his players. He has generally been very good with the players for a lot of years, maybe too lax because there's been some discipline issues. But by and large, for a long, long time, Mike Tomlin has had the respect of the players. I think for the visible things, this is where fans like me, I see him take a bad timeout and waste 37 seconds for 1 yard. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? And then the rest of the league is like, I'd trade my coach for Mike Tomlin in a heartbeat. So it's such a very, you said paradox earlier. It's very fascinating to me. Because, again, he's had a Hall of Fame quarterback, and there's no question that Big Ben's going to the Hall of Fame, one of the leading passers in NFL history, and he's won one Super Bowl with him, and that was 13 years ago. Now, Aaron Rodgers has won one Super Bowl, and there are people that will tell you that Aaron Rodgers might be the best quarterback of all time in terms of just sheer quarterback ability, and he's won one Super Bowl. Dan Marino won zero. So it is hard to win in the playoffs. It is hard to win Super Bowls, but the Pittsburgh Steelers have been kind of the gold-bearing standard of the NFL for many, 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 many years. And that's where when you say the standard is the standard, it sometimes when you're watching the Steelers play, far too often it seems like I'm scratching my head wondering what Mike Tomlin is doing for those 3 hours. I've said he's a phenomenal coach for 6 days and 21 hours a week. Those 3 hours on Sunday leave me with my head scratching sometimes.
I actually feel like he's gotten a good bit better at some of those things in the last few years. He's won, I think it's 4 of his last 8 challenges. That was always something he was notoriously bad at. He's now roughly around 500. I think they did a lot better over the last couple seasons when it comes to the calling the timeouts before the 2-minute warning and things like that. So I think he's actually gotten a lot better at some of those things. And I think he's still obviously a very accomplished coach when it comes to getting the most out of his players. And, you know, I think so for so long, I think people, you know, criticized Mike Tomlin for what happened with the Steelers with Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. And I think the more, the personalities involved have become more widely known. I think it becomes impressive that he held that thing together as long as he did.
Right, yeah.
With keeping those guys relatively on the straight and narrow. I agree with you that I think, you know, he's clearly made some mistakes in the tactical part of the game that is very visible. for fans, but, you know, that's a small part of the job of a guy who's, you know, mostly the CEO of a franchise.
Right,
you
and
know?
Therein lies the discussion, and we could go on and on about this, but Mike Tomlin does so many things very well and is so well-respected that he doesn't come out and say ridiculously stupid things and embarrass himself and embarrass the organization like a lot of coaches do. There are a lot of mistakes that a lot of coaches make that are much, much, much worse than some of the things that we criticize Mike Tomlin for. I'll just close by saying this, and look, we can't rehash the whole year, but the Steelers started 11-0 last year and won one more game the rest of the season. That's the kind of thing that, to me, when I say I feel like Mike Tomlin is underachieved, it's just a string of those things. You miss the playoffs in back-to-back years. Yes, Ben was hurt, but then you start 11-0 and you win one more game. I just feel like there has been a lot of meat left on the bone in a lot of different scenarios where the Steelers could have gotten more over the past decade.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I think it's fair to say that we have that expectation because of their successes. You know, if you know, I mean, we talk about the Steelers as this organization that goes back, you know, with success since the 1970s, but really, I mean, there's not a lot that's tying you know, this year's team to what happened, you know, 50 years ago. I mean, the reason we think the Steelers should have done better recently under Mike Tomlin is that they did do better under Mike Tomlin. And so I think anytime anyone anywhere performs at a level that is below a level that they've already established that they can meet, that's when people want, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, if we're the New York Jets and we want to be better than we were and get above and beyond where we've been.
Yeah.
But when you're not getting back to where you've already been, I think that's a different level of angst from everyone, from the fan base, from the ownership. You know, you've already proven that you can be a success in the postseason in Pittsburgh. Why hasn't happened recently? I think that's a very fair question for Mike Tomlin.
Great discussion, man. Really appreciate the insight. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Kurt.
That's a lot of good stuff there. Good insight from Alan Saunders from SteelersNow.com.